Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here as well. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of books on being home-based, on teleworking, on being a micropreneur, including Safe at Home, including teleworking and telecommuting and teleworking, I think, is the title. I get him to clear me up on this in a minute. He is the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Teleworking and telecommuting.
There you go.
Thanks for having me.
I always get that upside down, but I always remember it.
As long as you get the names, they'll Google, so it's
right.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been doing some articles recently about emergency planning, emergency reaction. If you have an emergency, your business has a problem, you have some kind of an outage or something like that. And as I was doing it, I was thinking about your book, Safe at Home, which has a lot of that kind of stuff in there.
It has a lot of that for the home-based employee, the home-based entrepreneur like myself, and then the teleworker, you know, employees
right.
who work for somebody else but work from home, because quite often managers or business owners may send people home to telework, to work from home representing the company, but they don't realize that, you know, they are a representation of the company, both in brand as well as in performance. And
right.
so if the office is shut down, that branch of the business is shut down.
Exactly.
And so from business continuity perspectives and security of data and information, it's really important that they think of all these things before they send people home to work.
Well, that's exactly right. And can we talk about that for just a little bit? Can we,
Absolutely. Because, folks, I've got a book's worth of material on that one.
Well, I know. And the thing is, this is something – and the reason it's on my mind, Jeff, is because, as I said, I've just finished a couple of articles. Both of them are on the Open Forum website, Amex's Open Forum website, but about how to get prepared for some kind of an emergency, you know,
right.
whether it be an electrical outage, a storm. You guys just dodged a hurricane in South Florida recently
right.
that became a rainstorm. Whether it be a fire, or a flood, or a Trojan, a virus, or something like that in your computer, whatever it might be. I've been writing about getting ready for that, and then once it happens, how do you react to that? Here are some,
right.
you know, there are some things you can do to make sure that you get your ducks in a row, but it doesn't always, you know, it doesn't always have to be an emergency. It could just be some kind of, and I don't want to use the word incompetence, because although it might be, but it might just be that you haven't paid attention to some of the right details.
Right. Well, I think that's what's key from the beginning, is you have to pay attention to the details. And if you've done your job right, like for example, with my home-based business down here, I use online backup for all my data. So I know that I used to write about having to protect your hard drive and save everything to an external hard drive or to a flash drive and then taking it and wrapping it in plastic. I mean, I don't have to worry about any of that anymore, because it is all double or even triple redundant backed up.
Right.
Through an online backup service, and there's a bunch of those.
Which I use too. Yeah, we use Carbonite.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a number of different companies that do that. So I know that, for example, my data is protected. I know that my email and things like that is protected, because all my work is in the cloud, meaning it's all hosted out there on the
right.
internet. All my email through services like Gmail, or if you use Hotmail.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea though to go ahead and buy one of those 8 gig. Thumb drives and just stick stuff over there every so often.
Well,
you know,
I don't
just kind of a belt, it's kind of a belt and suspenders kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I often will.
I like the cloud, but you know, I can imagine a scenario where a cloud might, you know, where there might be a problem in the cloud. So that's part of my old 20th century vestiges of my 20th century genes, I guess, coming in there, Jeff. But
I also think that one thing about the cloud is if you put too much faith in it. You know, there are so many organizations and individuals, malicious individuals out there looking to get your whether it's through keylogging, whether it's through keylogging a software that actually tracks the keys that you strike on the keyboard mm-hmm. to try and get passwords and things, whether that or through spamming or phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-D, phishing, as a way to get you to give up information. You know, say they hack into your cloud account because they were able to keylog your access.
Right.
And what if they just delete it? Steal it and delete it, or just delete it. Just truly malicious.
So you need to have belt and suspenders. And folks, this is, you know, I really encourage you to check out Jeff's book, Safe at Home, because you're going to get a lot of good ideas there. And Jeff, one of the things that and as far as teleworking, we have a teleworker now. We have an employee who lives in another city. And she worked for us, and we didn't want her to leave, even though she moved. And so we arranged for her to work from her home.
Right.
And so she has a computer. It's a laptop that we use. We use laptops and docking stations here, and because of the way we work. And I made sure that computer had a fingerprint reader.
Right. Oh, okay.
And I said, okay, because I don't know. I mean, I know that I think her house is secure, but I don't know whose neighbor may come over or whatever, you know, and because she is working from her home. So I said, I want your computer's going to have a fingerprint reader. I want you to use it.
Right.
And so that's a way for me. That's just one little. These are some tools that you can use to make sure that the stuff in my computer is not accessed by somebody it shouldn't be.
Well, now in addition to that, I have as we've. You know, known through the years and grown through the years. We have three children in our house, and one of the things I've gotten into over the past couple of years as they've gotten older and had older friends whom I don't know come over to the house and hang out is I log out of anything that I've been logged into, or I log out, you know, and password protect my desktop in order to get back into my, you know, to my documents or my area on the desktop or my account, because you just, you know, trust is nice, protection is better.
Trust in God, but tie your camel anyway.
There you go.
And that's what my Arab friends tell me. But now you mentioned the cloud a minute ago. I like what you said, because as we wrap up, folks, anything that you can migrate to the cloud as a backup, an alternative that you can use in the cloud, if you should happen to lose your workspace, even if you should happen to lose your computer for whatever reason. If it's out there in the cloud, you can go get it from somewhere else. So
absolutely.
think about that as another way of backing up, getting ready for any kind of emergency. When we come back, Jeff's got some ideas on email etiquette, especially how you sign off when you send an email. 20 after, right back with Jeff Sabar. His website, by the way, is chiefhomeofficer.com.
Cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.